Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal, and I'd like to welcome you to my podcast, Reimagining Success. Here we talk about all things success, focusing on things and ways that we can be successful in our lives. And success doesn't always come in the way that we have imagined it as a kid, but being open to success in all forms. Today, we'll talk about my grandmother, who inspired me. Her name is Etta Turner, and she was a school teacher and a very successful one at that. But before I get into her story, I'd like to share with you the crystal for today. The crystal for today is consistency is key. Now, if you recall last week, the crystal for the day was being open to new opportunities. We talked about a story that reminded us to be ready for anything, any blessing, any opportunity that could come our way that we weren't expecting, anything that could help us be successful or fulfill our goals and dreams. So one way to get to that space to be open to new opportunities is consistency. Because once you get that new opportunity, it will be important to be consistent to make that happen. And really be successful. So I'll talk to you a little bit more about my Grandma Etta's story. And I'll definitely weave in our key crystal for the day, that consistency is key. So my grandma went to Dillard University, which is a historically Black college and university in New Orleans, Louisiana. She was there in the mid-50s. Once she graduated from high school, she decided that she wanted to go ahead and go to college, which for a Black woman at that time was definitely a great feat to even want to do that and go to college. And when she recounted the story to me, she told me that when she went to Dillard, she had two majors or two career options that she could major in. One was teaching and one was being a nurse. Now, when she told me that, honestly, I could hardly believe that those were the only two options that she had to choose from when going to a college, in our city. Because I know for me, when I went to college, the options seemed unlimited. You know, I could go into accounting, business, I could do art history. I myself chose chemical engineering because I was interested in chemistry. But I had so many options. So it was really baffling for me to just think that back in the 1950s, those were the only two options for my grandmother when she decided she wanted to go to college, a nurse or a teacher. So she told me that she really wasn't that into the sight of blood. And so that really ruled out nurse. So she decided to go head on into teaching. And, back then, I guess there just weren't many opportunities afforded to Black women when trying to get a higher education. But she was very thankful and grateful that she did have the opportunity to go to Dillard and become a teacher. So she had gotten married and had a kid all while she was at Dillard. And the child was my mother. And she told me that even though, you know, she had all of those life changes that occurred, that she was very focused and she knew that she was going to finish her degree and become a teacher. And she did just that. She finished her degree, she became a teacher, and she taught primarily second and third grade throughout her teaching career, which spanned over 35 years. And the school that I remember her teaching at when I was a kid was McDonald 19 in New Orleans, but she had taught at a few different schools in the New Orleans area, primarily the lower Ninth Ward area. So one thing that I really loved doing, though, when I was in second, third, and fourth grader, the years that I did this, was anytime my grandmother had school and I had a day off from school, like for a holiday or something that her school didn't observe, I used to go to school with her and spend the day with her, shadow her and follow her while she was teaching and working. And it was so much fun. I remember going there with her to the school, just being so excited the night before that I get to go to her school and sit in her classroom. I did get some special treatment because she was my grandmother. All the kids sat in their assigned desks, and I got to sit at her desk. So that was just a big deal for me. But I played with the kids at recess and ate lunch with them and listened to her teach the lessons for the day. And like I said, I was in the same age range, so I was learning just like the other kids when I went to spend the day with her at school. And another thing that I really loved, too, was after the day of school, my grandmother, she would have duty in the afternoon. And so once duty was over for dismissal, she and I would leave. Well, we go back up to her classroom, gather all her things, and then we would leave. And our tradition was she would take me to KFC, which I really enjoyed, and I always would get the two-piece chicken with mashed potatoes, biscuits, and corn. And then she would get me dessert, too, so I would definitely add that strawberry shortcake with it. And we would go home and eat our dinner at her house. So while I was at home with her, I witnessed her consistency in creating her lesson plans every week. She prepared for, you know, her teaching job, and she was very dedicated and devoted to her students. And so I just remember, you know, wanting her to play with me or do something with me at the time. And she'd say, oh, no, I can't do it right now. I have to grade papers. So she would grade papers, or she'd say, oh, I have to prepare my lesson plan for the next week. So she just was very consistent and very devoted to her students. And like I said, she had a long teaching career. I think by the time she retired, it was 36 years. And so by then, I was a bit older. I was in high school when she retired. And when I graduated from high school, she gave me one of the best gifts ever. She gifted me with $10,000 each year that I was in college. So after I graduated from high school, I remember her giving me the first check for $10,000 to go towards my college education. And can you think that a lady who worked as a teacher was able to save $40,000 to give to her granddaughter to go to college? And, you know, she also saved for her retirement as well. So we all know that teachers' salaries are pretty modest. And if you just think about, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago, they were even smaller than what they are today. With inflation and all, they've come up, of course. But I asked her, I was like, Grandma, how did you save all this money for me to be able to go to college? And she said that she just consistently put into her retirement and saved every time she was paid. So that was a really important lesson for me to learn, is that how important consistency is. Even if you're saving, you know, $100 a month, but if you do that for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, that adds up. So that just shows that consistency really can be the key to saving money and reaching your goals. You know, there are a lot of people who probably made 10 times more than she did, who didn't save for their grandkids, much less their kids, but their grandkids' college education. So I'm just very thankful that she was able to do that for me. Now, I reflected on this story after hearing about the recent student loan forgiveness program implemented by the Biden administration. And thinking about that, hearing that story made me think about my grandmother who saved for me. And, you know, that was $10,000 less that I had to pay towards college every year. The Biden administration's program, it provides up to $20,000 for federal Pell Grant recipients in debt relief. And then other federal student loan borrowers may be eligible for up to $10,000. So that $10,000 number stuck with me because of my grandmother. You know, I wouldn't have needed to participate in this program. But I know a lot of people in this country don't have a grandma Etta or parents who can afford to help them get through college. So this Debt Relief Act is a help, but I would say, you know, more can be done, but $10,000 or $20,000 off your debt will help many people. The application for the program is online now, and it only takes 5 minutes for all of those who are interested in checking it out. And up to 27 million people may be eligible. So if that's you, go ahead and check that out online, because you can, you know, get $10,000 to $20,000 off of your debt for your college education expenses if you're eligible. So, like I said, I'm just truly grateful that my grandmother, you know, was able to provide me with that money for college and help me get through my 4 years of college. So I had very little debt once I got out of college, thankfully. And then, you know, I was just able to finish school and focus on that. Some people try to work their way through college, which is important. I did have work study, and that's a good option as well when you're trying to go through college to do work study. But I think it's very important to just remember that if you are trying to get through college, you know, focus on the school. And, you know, don't try to work too many hours so that you're not able to get through school. Obviously, for some, it's not an option, or you may have to work full time and go to college part time. But do what works for you. So, as I mentioned, I did talk about my grandmother in past tense, because she did pass away in 2020, not due to COVID. She did pass away shortly after we were in the pandemic, but not due to COVID, thankfully. But I'm just thankful for her and all the time and consistency that she put in and saving, and just also just being there for me and being a great grandmother. Another way that consistency has been really important to me that I reflected on was when I finally did make it to college and go to college. You know, I mentioned that I majored in chemical engineering, which was not an easy major at all. But one thing that kept me going was realizing if I consistently show up to class, at least I'm doing 80% of what's needed to pass the classes that I was in. You know, organic chemistry was hard. Calculus in three dimensions, that was a tough one. Those classes, I really had to just remind myself, just show up, be there, listen, and you're going to be able to pass the class. I mean, I was there, you know, if they gave a pop quiz or, you know, during the class, at least I got some of the points when I took those. So consistency is really important when showing up. I remember my mom telling me when I went to college that some people are going to college to find a husband or a wife. Some people are going to college to find the party and, you know, just party. Some people go to college just because they don't have anything else to do. But I was supposed to remember that I was going to college to get my education. And so I remembered those words from her and just knew that if I showed up and was in class, you know, ready to at least try to learn, then I would be that much further. So it's not always the fastest person to run, fastest that wins the race. It's the most consistent. As long as you're consistent, you will get to that finish line. And so I'm thankful I was able to do that. So once again, just want to remind you that the crystal for the day is consistency is key. Like I said, you may not always be the fastest, but if you are consistent, you will finish the race. If you're consistent, you'll see the results in the end. And like I said, I'm reminded by my grandmother of her consistency and saving for her retirement, saving enough to give me money for my college. And I hope that one day I'll be able to do that for my grandchildren, children and grandchildren as well. So that was today's episode of Reimagine Success. And I hope that you have a great, great day. This is Melanie Crystal. Bye.
Get exclusive content you just can't wait to hear. Hit us with your feedback. We want to know how you feel. So download the Shiny Radio. Get it free from the App Store. Download the Shiny Radio. See our features and much more. Download the Shiny Radio app for free now.